Welcome back in, folks. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb. We are here with former UNC basketball player for the Carolina Tar Heels, Marty Hensley, as well as the coach, Pete DeRuda.
Now, I am America's financial wealth and income coach,
that's right,
by the way, and have been for the last 25 years. Marty, you've been a planner for about 25 years, too.
Going on 24 years.
24 wow. years. So, let me ask you this. Has time flown?
It seems like yesterday when I got my start.
It is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Time does fly. And when we get to retirement, we need to make sure that we really can retire.
That's right.
And we have this conversation almost every day. It's retirement time. Can I retire?
Yeah.
Did I do the right things? Did I put enough money away? Did I put enough money away but had a planner or planning team taking too much of my money and putting it in their pocket?
Whoa, okay. Now that's something to talk about.
We call that the true cost of fees. And we have a great worksheet that shows you. You know, it may not sound like much, or maybe you don't realize it. This is where I really, it's really heart-wrenching to sit down with somebody and do a forensic fee analysis with them. And we uncover fees they did not know they were paying.
It's a dramatic effect, especially over the long term. And we were joking with a client this morning. There is not really a short-term retirement plan. It's all long-term retirement plan. I've never had a client to say, I want to retire for 4 years and go back to work.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and we're talking about big money. Now, it makes me feel bad if I pump gas at one station, then go down the road, maybe if I'm traveling, and maybe the next exit I see it's 8 or 10 cents cheaper per gallon than what I just paid.
Yeah.
That's right. And you guys were just talking about how time flies so quickly, how quickly the years can go by. These fees can get away with us.
Yeah.
And we can forget how quickly we really are losing money.
Well, picture filling your car up 52 times a year,
yeah,
once a week, and overpaying by 10 cents a gallon. Let's say you have a 20-gallon tank.
Sure.
That's $2, 52 weeks. That's over $100 a year.
That's right.
Factoring the time compounding, you could have been earning money on the money you don't even have, and it starts to add up. Now, that's a very simple strategy. By the way, I don't pull in any gas station where I can't see the price.
That's right.
So why do we put our money in accounts where we really don't know the real fees?
You know, that's a very good point, Coach.
And it costs a whole lot more money to make that mistake, right? You don't want your car, your financial car, running out of gas in retirement. You don't want to be the person in the middle of retirement on the side of the road, walking down the side of the road with that red can in your hand.
Let me ask you this, because like you just said, Coach, you don't pull into a gas station without knowing the price of gas. How many folks do you think are out there that think they know the amount of fees they're paying? They actually don't, though.
Marty?
If I had to guess, I would probably say the folks that we see day to day, I'm going to say 8 out of 10.
Yeah. Wow, really?
They really truly think they understand exactly what they're paying. And
yeah,
then we have that conversation and they walk out of our office knowing exactly what they're paying. They find that very valuable.
Wow.
Very, very important, isn't it?
Absolutely incredible, yes.
So in the financial world, we need to know the trends, the strategies, and the visions that are out there for retirement planning.
Okay.
And they change from day to day, year to year. But the trend now is what we're seeing. Because so many people, like maybe only 29% of people think they're going to be totally fine in retirement because they don't have an income plan.
Right.
Or they have they're looking at Social Security and they're saying, gosh, that's the only guaranteed check that I'm going to have coming to the mailbox each and every year throughout retirement.
They have a short-term perspective toward a long-term problem.
Mm.
It's important that we factor that in. But Social Security is just, it should be to maybe have just luxury money in retirement. You really need to have your own plans put aside so that you have an income you can never outlive. We call it the green flag on the mailbox.
That's right.
Walking out to the mailbox, you want to have the mailman bring you checks instead of you leaving him checks to take and go to all the bill payers. And so the objective in any financial situation is to have more coming in than going out. I said this like 8 months ago now, and some guy called our toll-free number and made fun of me by saying that.
Oh, really?
Like, he's like, there's always a smart guy in the car sometimes,
oh,
smarter
sure
than me.
Yeah, sure.
Right? But it would never come on air to say that. But he said, oh, what a novel concept. You need more coming in than going out in retirement. Well, yeah, but it is a novel concept because only 29% or less of people have that set up correctly these days.
Exactly.
So that's why we talk about it, Marty.
That's exactly right.
Marty's 7 feet tall, by the way, folks. Maybe you just want to, maybe it is safe to call Marty instead of coming in and telling that. No, but here's week number one. Now, let's go through each week. We're going to go over one strategy, 16 different strategies, and if you work them all together, we're going to put them all together after we talk about them each week in a special report and even have an event about this. But let's talk about it each week, and hopefully our listeners can get more educated, Marty, because there are a lot of people that want to do the right thing, think they're doing the right thing, but their planner has them doing the wrong thing.
Exactly. Now, part of our job is bringing to their attention some of the things they don't understand about what they're currently doing.
So let's look at week number one, Thomas, shall we?
Sure. Sounds good.
All right, it's planned for a long life.
Ah, yeah.
And now I know, because I have somebody in my family who always says, I'm not going to live that long. I'm going to blow as much money as I want right now because I'm not going to need it in the future.
Oh, no.
That person's probably going to be the longest living person in my family, don't you think?
Isn't it always the case? It's true.
So we need to estimate your life expectancy, and that's a very important first step.
That's right.
Now, anyone knows that they can control when they pass away. If you want to walk in front of a train, I'm sure you could probably shorten that. But that's not the goal here. Our goal is to make sure that you wake up every day and it's bright and sunny outside.
That's right.
And not sunny enough to wake you up. You wake up when you want. You open the curtains and then the sun hits you. Nothing worse than being woken up by sun at 5 in the morning.
5 in the morning. No, really.
So, but you wake up when you want. You do what you want. And you need to figure out how long you're going to live. And we don't know, but we can figure out based on your family, you know, what kind of life expectancy you have. So then we build an income plan that will give you income for at least that long, if not 30 years longer.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
When we set up the plan, we assume that that person's going to live, both the spouses are going to live until they're 100.
Yeah, at least nowadays.
At least.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the life insurance plans out there that we set up go to age 121.
Do they really? Wow.
And if you live to be 121, you get all your money back.
You beat the house.
That's
a great little bonus, isn't it?
I like that.
121. You know, some of the life insurance contracts, people don't realize, too, you not only get a death benefit, which is great for your family member, not for you, you're gone, right? Mm-hmm, but you know you're going to leave your family in a good position. But you can get tax-free income from these plans if set up correctly.
Wow. Absolutely.
You can also get a tax. You can take some of your death benefit away. Let's say you have a $500,000 death benefit and you have a long-term care situation pops up.
Sure.
You can take some of the death benefit to pay for the long-term care expenses.
Can you really?
Tax-free.
Wow.
So it's called a living benefit. You are using some of your benefit while you're here.
Wow.
It's a novel concept for life insurance.
It absolutely is. Well, and long-term care, I know you guys have told me before, this is something a lot of people don't take into consideration yet. See statistics all the time. 7 out of 10 Americans are going to face it at some point. So folks, the number to call, 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135.
But it's the planning process that goes into this.
Okay.
And it goes from fact-finding, analysis. We give you a customized income planning report based on where you are, what you need, what you have, and show you what's possible, very, very important, in a guaranteed fashion, not if the market does this, you'll be fine.
Yeah, sure.
No, because, you know, if you do that, there's always, but then if it does this, you're not.
Exactly.
I don't like if-then phrases.
Exactly. Okay? Well, and it's such a different mentality when you can always go back to work at 55. You do not want to do that when you're 95.
So we've had a lot of folks ask for this, and I did not give this out. I haven't given this out in the last couple of weeks, but we're going to do this now, and we're going to make it available for the next 50 callers.
Okay.
We're going to do a complete plan review and total retirement plan. It's 22 different steps that we do behind the scenes.
Wow.
But it only takes you 2 to 3 meetings with us to be totally confident not only what you're doing now, but what's going to happen into the future.
Okay.
We also incorporate the new tax laws, the 2017 Donald Trump tax changes, the 2017 Social Security changes, and the power of indexing and bucketing in this planning strategy process. All right. So first, we review your tax returns to uncover long-term tax issues like are hidden in your IRAs, your capital gains taxes, and Social Security taxes. These are all what we call tax termites. So we'll get that little bucket over at Home Depot, pump it up, put some poison in, and eliminate some of these tax termites. We'll also help you by establishing your retirement income goal. And that's what we're talking about now, having a goal, knowing exactly what you're going to need in retirement, and then adding 20, 30, 40, 50% more to that so that you have fun in retirement, not just get by. Mm. And that's money needed to cover the cost of enjoying your lifestyle, we call it. Not just get by, but enjoying your lifestyle.
Okay.
So this is the most important part of any financial plan and retirement plan. We analyze your current investments to establish the real cost and fees, and that's the calculated risk exposure level built in. So based on where you are right now, you get your statements.
Sure.
A lot of times, Marty, you see this, we help people every single day. They don't understand what the statement says.
Exactly.
And so they say, well, I've got all these stocks. I've got bond funds. I hear a guy pumping bond funds on the show all the time, too, by the way, the worst place to get in my opinion.
Yeah.
You never want to be in a bond fund, especially these days. But you need to know your true risk portfolio. What could happen if the market doesn't go as the planner who's trying to sell you something says it will?
Absolutely, especially with the bond funds. I'm talking with a client the other day, and he said, well, I wanted to go into a bond fund because I wanted virtually no risk.
Sure.
In a rising interest rate environment, that's one of the riskiest investments we could own.
Very true. Wow.
Picture a seesaw, interest rates on one end and bond rates on the other.
Mm.
So, Thomas, when interest rates go up, bond prices go down. Right. Where are interest rates right now?
That's right. They're low.
And so if interest rates go up, what should happen to bond rates?
There you go. They're going to plummet.
So why would you lock your money into a bond fund?
Very true.
Only rates. So that make the broker's retirement happy, because he'll make commission on you.
Interest rates go up, bond prices go down.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll help you by helping you analyze, figuring out a real number based on where you are right now. Here's the risk level you're at.
Yes.
And we've seen DEFCON 5 on this, where it should have been green. It's red, total red.
Wow.
You know, you press that button, get to the nuclear option, get out of there. So
that's right. That's right.
We need to repeal and replace your current plan completely many times because of that. So then we determine the percentage of assets needed to protect your future income needs, and that considers taxes and inflation, two hidden enemies in every financial plan, okay?
Okay.
So if you pick up the phone right now and call, our promise is we'll meet with you within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
All right, folks, that number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Stay tuned as we discuss many more topics on how to set yourself up for success in retirement when we come back.